Budget 2019 is in the books, or is it? We still don't know if it's actually going to be passed, but we probably can say the Liberal election platform is now out there. I hosted, co-hosted actually, our election special yesterday. Here's some of the reaction we heard from people who were at the Confederation building. Many of them had been in the lockup, but as well listening to the speech itself. We're going to start with Dean Ingram of the Newfoundland and Labrador Teachers Union.
I certainly encourage to see phase two of the action plan rolling through, but there's some things that also create some concerns as well. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that. The reinstatement of the $300,000 on the student assistance budget, bring it back to what it was in 2017-18, is something. But to be honest, I mean, that brings the allocation back to what it was pre-cuts. We all know that the needs in the system have expanded since over the past 3 years, but there's been no increase. So what we're offering is a 2019-2020 student population being serviced by a 2017-2018 budgetary number.
But aren't the numbers declining?
Well, number of students, yes. But when we're talking about student assistance, we know that the needs of student assistance, that's a different animal altogether. We know that there has been an increase in identified needs among our students. That's been well documented. In fact, our ATIP request we did last spring actually clearly identified the discrepancy between identified need and resources that have been provided. That's of concern to us. We know that there has been no change in the formulary model, and we know that we're hearing consistent concerns about class size numbers, but also class composition. That's certainly not something that's being addressed in this budget. We know that the TLAs, the reading specialists, the learning resource aid, that'll provide assistance and support, but without an increase in addressing class size issues, certainly applicable at the high schools, that's certainly something that creates concern. The budgetary number that's brought in to support social-emotional learning for students, that's fantastic. Certainly appreciate and think that's a positive. But there is no reference to anything to address the social-emotional learning needs for teachers. And if you're not going to address the social-emotional needs for teachers, it's very difficult for those same individuals to deliver the program to students. When we know of school violence, we know of harassment, we know of all these things in there. These are things that I think need to be considered. And probably the biggest thing that I was disappointed with in terms of this budget was that we know over the past year and a half, 2 years and beyond, we've clearly identified why there's a need to actually reinstate a number of the allocations for school administrators. We need these allocations were cut back in 2012. The demands on our school administrators have gone up, up, up and up. And we're operating now at allocation numbers that are below what they were over 10 years ago. Back in 2008, they were originally brought up. 2012, they were cut back. So our schools are operating at pre-2008 levels on school administrators, but the demands are certainly in excess of that.
Dean Ingram, thanks for coming by. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, we want to bring in our next guest.